because it's been such a long time since there's been a rate increase, 3.5% just isn't even enough to do much with.
What would you have hoped to have seen?
Yeah, you know, I think if we were doing an across-the-board increase, I think at least a 10% increase to get us going. But our real issue really is that the wages, because the rates are so low, the wages that we are able to pay to direct support staff, DSPs, are not competitive wages. We are unable to even compete with retail and fast food and other jobs that, you know, are much less responsibility.
Can you talk a little bit more about that? What direct support professionals, what kind of work they do?
Yes, definitely. DSPs are really the lifeline for people that receive services within the home and community-based system. DSPs administer medication. They take people to their doctor's appointments. They work with people who have, many medical concerns. They also work with people who have a lot of behavioral concerns. Many of the men and women and children that receive services are unable to use their voice to communicate. They have so many plates spinning at any point in time. It's just incredible. I think oftentimes people think of DSPs as being babysitters. They are not at all. Without direct support professionals, people that receive services in Illinois that have developmental disabilities would be in crisis every day. They would be in and out of emergency rooms. They would not have the quality of life that they have now.
So how bad is the staffing crisis across the state?
It is a crisis. I mean, it's sort of, it's not, we don't say that word, you know, flippantly. I've been doing this work for 25 years. And I can tell you that the last 5 years, we have seen a drastic decline in the number of people who are walking in our door to complete applications, the quality of applicants that are interested in doing this work for the rate that we're able to pay has declined as well. It's real. And, you know, when we see 40% turnover approximately, and the number of vacant positions that are open at any one time around the state is alarming. So that also puts added pressure on our DSPs because they're working an abundant amount of overtime, probably unhealthy for them. That can create safety issues, you know, as well when people are working exhausted.
And I understand this could also contribute to long wait times for these types of services.
Yeah, the wait isn't always able to be measured, like, you know, by years because of the way that the system is designed. It's people are selected kind of somewhat randomly. But you will hear stories of families that have been waiting for 10 years, 15 years for services. And the problem is really that providers like Ray Graham Association are not able to respond to the need to open up a new home to serve people because we don't have the staff. So oftentimes I will hear people say, like, well, you know, we will buy you a home or we will help you get a home, and say the home isn't the issue. It's that we don't have any staff to put in the home.